let's face it, this beer bullshit has gotten ridiculous. And I, for one, am keeping up with the news because I find it hilarious. But let us not, you know, shy away from the actual situation and just the overall bombastic, stupid turns that have been taken one after the other when it comes to Bud Light or, you know, motherfuckers who make Budweiser and shit. But their approach towards their marketing and how they've been handling the situation have been retarded. And the backlash that they have been getting has been, as far as I can tell, very warranted. And they deserve all the criticism that they get. They hired a bunch of crazy woke people to make crazy woke ads. And then guess what? The ads themselves decided to make fun of the people who buy the product. And then essentially the people who buy the product decided they're not going to take it. To quote a Sister Sledge song. Is it Sister Sledge? I can't remember. But, or Twisted Sledge. Damn, I can't remember. We're not gonna take it. I do not remember the name of that person.
You can fuck it up. You got the internet.
But I'm not going to. So then they decided not to buy the product anymore. And so then Bud Light has been steadily losing money. If you've seen the Kid Rock video, that shit was funny. Because I couldn't help but think he had to have bought those cases of Bud Light just so he could shoot at them. But still, that was quite funny. He was mad, but still, it was funny. but just, you know, the overall ridiculousness. And it's like, if you don't know, it's like they hired a person of interest to do an ad for Bud Light, because, and then they stuck their face on the Bud Light, and for some reason, their key demographic, which is men, middle American men who don't like shit like that, to be frank, didn't like the shit. And they were like, what? So then they had everyone basically trying to apologize, from the vice president of their marketing to the president of their marketing to the actual CEO of the whole fucking company, who has yet to apologize for the actions and the overall criticism and critique that the company basically made about its own customers in doing such an ad in the first place. And then they got attacked by the people that they were trying to cater to because of the fact that they decided to pull back away from the whole, you know, person who's a person of a, that the demographic didn't want to care for. But, they're getting eaten on both ends. And if you were any other type of beer company, you would basically just be laughing yourself to death as you just rake in the money now because of the fact that you got yourself a huge consumer base that is looking for and is willing to go to anywhere else but Bud Light. Now, personally, I don't drink. Don't touch stuff. I find, you know, the concept behind everything hilarious, but like, this news is worth keeping up with because it's just funny. But you got Coors basically pulling out commercials where essentially they're just doing the whole all American thing. you know, like it, they fall short of at least like showing an apple pie in baseball with their commercial. I mean, they even show like these old beer bottles. And they're just like saying like it's the drink of cowboys and smugglers. It their ad for it was hilarious. But you then had like Budweiser essentially put out, like, they just shoved a shit ton of money into marketing. I mean, stupid money into marketing to try and build up their brand without apologizing or at least acknowledging that they made a mistake, which literally would have fixed everything. But so far what they're trying to do is play the waiting game of waiting for the shit to blow over. But because of how this stuff is going, it's not blowing over anytime soon. People are calling out their new commercials by saying like, yeah, look at what they're trying to do. Put the Band-Aid over that open, like that gaping wound. They're just sticking a small little Band-Aid over it. And while you have basically people on the other side of the fence sitting there going like, why are you apologizing? Why are you apologizing? Make more woke content. And again, they're still not buying the beer in the first place, but they're the ones who they tried to cater to, because that always works out for everybody that's ever done that. Fucking idiots. So you basically keep constantly seeing a, I don't know if you've noticed, but you have seen an increase in like fucking beer commercials, even if you don't like care for the stuff. I've seen like a bunch of beer commercials. Hell, as soon as I heard about what happened with Bud Light, and then when I heard that they put stupid money into marketing, I went on Twitter and I immediately saw a Budweiser commercial. It's the one that they have with the horse. Ironically enough, remember how Budweiser would always have a commercial for the Super Bowl, but then they decided to opt out of it because there's no point even paying the Super Bowl because they're like the leading beer brand anyway. Funny how the turntables turn, right? It's just irony is hilarious. But recently, well, actually this came out on about like May 7th, but no one really talked about it because the Bud Light shit was still such of a hot commodity to discuss. But it's been brought up to people's attention recently that Miller Lite did the exact same fucking thing. And again, I don't drink. I thought Miller Lite was a subsidiary of Bud Light, and it turns out it's not. again, I don't drink. But Miller Lite had a stupid-ass fucking ad that they did where they basically were contributing women being the proprietors of creating beer and then essentially trying to cast shade on the fact that they spent years of marketing using attractive women to sell said beer, even though it is a known fact that, you know, women like to make money using their attractive bodies. That shit takes work. It takes effort to stay that good looking and then, you know, sit your ass down in front of something that you probably don't even fucking, that you probably can't even fucking drink or eat, and then have to pretend as if it's delicious or that you will be attracted to people who partake in such a thing, even though you totally wouldn't. But that's your job, you know? I mean, much like as someone who's a plumber, and it's like, I'm pretty sure you don't like the smell of shit, but you're going to smell it a lot. That's your job. But no, all that be aside, it just seems ridiculous that you were the proprietors of such ad campaigns that essentially helped make you money because it works and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the very nature of ads. It's things to appeal to people in order to get them to purchase and buy your product. They don't need your product, but you want them to want your product. So if you sit there and have people, you have these half-naked women drinking Miller Lights, and then that boosts your sales because guys went out and thought like, yeah, if pretty women drink it, I can drink it. Then fucking yeah, do that. That made you money. It's the nature of capitalism. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with essentially looking back on your history and then criticizing anyone and everyone who essentially indulges in that shit. And then also go out of your way to talk down to your audience and your target demographic of people who actually purchase your fucking product. And then essentially try to make them feel like shit because of the fact that they essentially tap into their basic animal instincts when it comes to buying some shit. Ooh, pretty girl next to beer. If me drink beer, me get pretty girl. Simple. Very, very simple. And there's, again, nothing wrong with that. But when you make people think that there's something wrong with that, then they start getting mad. So because of that, now Miller is starting to feel the ramifications of all this bullshit because, you know, you can't hide anything from the internet. And this shit is just getting a hell of a lot worse before it gets any better. And I just find, again, I find it all hilarious because of how fucking stupid this is. Now, remember, this all started because they decided to put a transgender person on a can. And that's just funny to say. How did the beer war start, Grandpa? Well, it all started when a trans person was on a can of Bud Light. What's Bud Light? Oh, we'll get into that later. It started eons ago. It was like, this was after the great calamity known as TikTok. Almost destroyed the world. But this is, I just wanted to bring it to attention because it has been brought to my attention and just how fucking insanely stupid this is and just how hilarious this is. But what, like, if I was to give, you know, since I like to critique movies and whatnot, let's critique some culture. If I was to think of a plan of action that would basically help in this situation, and again, don't drink beer, but just in order to make sure that people kind of just move on. For one, I'd apologize. They've already basically fired at Bud Light. They fired their VP and president of marketing, a chick who essentially got called out by talking about frat culture in a hilarious manner. She called out and said that frat culture was bad and now Bud Light is trying to deviate away from that. And then picture surfaced of her essentially associating in frat parties and shit when she was in college. So ha 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 ha, classic comedy. But they fired her ass and they fired her boss. And then that's when the CEO made a statement, not an apology, but a statement, I should clarify. And realistically, they need to apologize for their actions and what they've done. They need to essentially own up to the fact that they purposefully decided to attack their base. Like, it's something that will make their sales dip, but it will be for a short time rather than the long-running, huge decrease in sales that they're getting. It would be a short dip in sales, and then their profits will start to rise as soon as they start doing other marketing strategies. But right now, what they're doing is, like I said before, they're sticking a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. They're not treating the wound. They just stuck a Band-Aid on it, and it's not helping. But they for definitely, they should definitely apologize. They should apologize to their consumers. They should apologize to their customers. They should just straight up apologize from on high. The main CEO, since he decided to make a fucking statement, even though that should not have been what his actions were, he should not have did that. Someone else should have did that, and then it would have been fine. But now, since he decided to open up the fucking floodgates, he should apologize. He's not going to want to, but he should. He should apologize for their actions and everything like that, and then they should ignore the other side completely. So anyone who's clamoring about the transgender person being put back on the can, they should just tell them to go fuck themselves. That's it. Their ads that they're doing currently, they need to stop that shit. They need to hold back on those ads for a little bit. Give themselves at least 2 weeks. Give you 2 weeks so this shit can blow over. And then they find something else for people to focus on. Because currently, you're acting. You're basically in action before the actual blowover could actually happen. So give yourself 2 fucking weeks after your apology, then come out with at least 3 different ads that don't, like, trust me when I say this, you don't immediately go for the whole hot girls like beer and guys will be with the hot girls or anything like that. You make comedy ads a little bit later. Like, after that, a little bit later. First, you do some okay ads that just talking about Bud Light, new look, great, same great taste, shit like that. You know, you do some stuff like that for a little bit. Like, 3 of them, you put them all over the internet and everything. And then from there, you just go on with business as usual. But that's it. Miller Lite, I don't know, you probably shoot yourself in the foot because you guys did something stupid and trying to inform people that women should be respected for making beer. Like, you should just immediately just drop that idea of a campaign because no, you dumb fucks. Just drop that idea of a campaign. Don't apologize or anything like that because you guys aren't as nearly as much hot water as Bud Light is. But just immediately abandon ship with whatever it is that you're trying to do because you also had some people get ousted for saying some shit and then essentially doing the other, because I believe the woman that they had on the Miller Lite ad talking about prioritizing women and shit like that, she is known for being like, what's a good word? Aggressively overly sexualized, even though she's talking down about such things, because, you know, it's good business when a woman does it, but when a man does it, it's objectifying. Fucking stupid, right? It's easier to just call everyone stupid. So I'm gonna call you stupid. But yeah, that's really the best take that they could possibly do. Stop any ads that they got going on with the whole woman bullshit, and then just kind of let this shit blow over yourself and then go back to business as usual. But no one, they're not going to do anything like this. These people are going to double down on what they're doing. Budweiser is going to keep making ads, and they're just going to keep wasting money because they're not gaining any money. People are going to keep, as long as they stay in the public eye this way, people are going to stay upset with them. And it's like, it's so stupid that they don't get that. But again and again, they hired who they hired for marketing, and look where that got them. Fucking idiots. And then with Miller Lite, there's like, yeah, just be like bombastically disavow what it is that came out with that earlier ad about the women and everything like that, because that's definitely not going to get you anywhere. This shit has never worked anywhere at any point in time. So I don't understand why companies are so quick to go this route when it has never worked for anybody. It never has. In the history of entertainment, media, and marketing, doing the woke female empowered shit does not work. It just don't. God, it's so stupid. It's like, especially when you're dealing with a product that has a majority of men consuming it. It don't add up to go that route when it can never be a satiated. Is that a right word to use? But hey, these fools are going to do what they do. But for the most part, I'm going to still keep looking into it because it's funny. It's very much funny. Hey, I personally say, don't buy beer. This shit's gross. But, you know, this has been quite tasty. Some more soldiers smack on. Yeah, that was too far. That was too far. I went too far. I took a risk, and I did it. And it turns out I went too far. I went too far. Seriously, though, why would you put a transgender person on the can? Why the fuck would you want to do something like that? Like, how was that your first idea to pop in? How do we get a different group of people to drink our beer? I know. Let's just stick this trans person on a can. That'll make them buy it. Who will buy it? What will they buy? Have you seen gay people? Do they drink beer? No. They're more of a martini crowd. Why not one of the seltzers, right? Like, that seemed like it might have been okay, right? Like, if it was like one of the weird seltzers that they have, like they had a new fruity flavor. They put a trans person on a fruity flavor can. And when you crack the top, you go, mm. I say shit like this, and I wish to get canceled. If only.